Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said today the partial government shutdown is, quote, uncharted territory amid planning for the Super Bowl. Her comments come a day after air travelers waited nearly 90 minutes in security lines at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. The Transportation Security Administration reports its workers have been calling in sick at twice the normal rate. They're not getting paid because of the shutdown. Super Bowl Sunday is February 3rd. As Super Bowl 53 kicks off in less than 3 weeks, local leaders and law enforcement say they are ready. GPB's Ross Terrell has more from today's press conference.
While the game is February 3rd, visitors and fans can enjoy 10 days worth of events ranging from team interviews to free concerts. So what's the goal for Atlanta police and other law enforcement agencies?
For our officers to be visible, for the public to feel safe, be safe, and position ourselves so that we can react immediately to whatever scenario we are confronted with.
That's Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields. She says they are partnering with more than 40 agencies, including the Georgia State Patrol and FBI. 1 million people are expected to attend the events throughout the week. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Two rule changes addressing sexual harassment policies were implemented on day one of the legislative session. And GPB Stephen Fowler reports one came from the Senate and the other came from Governor Kemp.
On Monday, the Senate put a limit on how much time can pass before allegations of misconduct are made against politicians or their staff. 2 years instead of indefinitely. The internal rules change also says ethics complaints that are publicly disclosed will be dismissed. Meanwhile, on Governor Kemp's first day, he signed an executive order overhauling sexual harassment training for state employees, and sexual harassment complaints will now be handled directly by the state inspector general instead of individual agencies. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Delta Airlines says it's on pace to lose $25 million in revenue this month as federal employees and contractors remain grounded by the partial government shutdown. CEO Ed Bastian said today, customers are bearing the brunt of the shutdown with longer lines at airport security checkpoints. An unusually high number of airport screeners have been missing work after they did not get paychecks last week. Delta's biggest hub is at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.